Welcome to this mindful eating meditation. I am Caitlin Russell of RussellNutrition.com. Let's begin. You're in a quiet location and are in a comfortable seated position. You have your food plated in front of you and you're ready to partake. You have everything you need to begin your mindful eating experience. We begin this eating meditation by bringing awareness to the body with three centering breaths. We're releasing anything that has happened to us and know that all of that will be there when we're done eating. We're letting go of all of that for now, and we're letting go of any thoughts about the future at this time. We're becoming fully present to where we are right now. Closing your eyes, take a deep breath in for 5 seconds. Hold that breath in for 5 seconds. And let the breath out for 7 seconds. And repeat that deep breath in for 5. Hold for 5 and let the breath out for 7 seconds. And last time in for 5. Hold for 5 and let it out for 7 seconds. And now you are more centered and settled into the present moment. Now you begin to notice all that comes with the food that you're about to eat. You notice the smell of the food. Notice how your mind reacts to the thought of eating. Notice how your mouth and stomach react to thinking about eating. You look at your food and notice what you've chosen to eat. See what color the food is. Notice the texture. You're not focused on how much food there is. You're not thinking about your eating rules. You're relaxing about the food and appreciating it for what it is. True nourishment for the body. You're taking in all the elements of the food in front of you. You're thinking about where it came from, where it was grown, who grew it, how was it harvested. You're thinking about how it was prepared and what it took to get this food to its current state in front of you. You realize that food is necessary to live. We are not addicted to food. We must eat food in order to thrive. We choose food that nourishes us in a healthy, sustainable way because that is what our body needs. Now you gently notice your stomach and place your awareness there. You notice your sense of hunger or fullness. You allow hunger to be there without judgment, worry, or anxiety. You know you're going to eat soon. Your hunger will be diminished soon, and you notice how unpleasant the feeling of hunger may be. You have felt this before, and you will feel it again. You notice that hunger is not pleasant, but you know that you will eat, and you will not feel hungry for a time afterwards. Now, slowly bring the food close to your mouth. Notice the aroma and texture of the food. Touch it to your lips and sense what is pleasant and what you look forward to when you eat it. Also, tune in to what may not be pleasant about it. Take in all the sights and smells of the food before you actually eat it. Notice how you may feel the urge to immediately bite into the food and consume it. But instead, remind yourself of where this food came from and what its role is to provide you with nourishment to be able to live a happy and healthy life. And now, with your full intention, take the food into your mouth and let it rest there before you chew and swallow it. Notice the texture and the taste. Which taste buds are triggered by this food? Is it sweet or savory, bitter or sour? Is the food crunchy or creamy? Is it tender or is it more solid? Is it warm, cold, hot, or room temperature? Does the food immediately remind you of something? Does it remind you of another time? We're tuning in all of our senses, including our memories. Now, start to chew your food slowly. Notice all that is required to consume this bite of food. You may notice that it takes effort to steer away from quickness while eating and to slow down. Notice the changes in your mouth, throat, and stomach as you continue to chew the food and keep it in your mouth before you swallow it. You're recognizing the automatic physiological responses necessary to digest your food, and that begins here in your mouth. Your body secretes digestive enzymes starting in your mouth, and these help you and your body process the food so that you can extract all the nutrients from it. You are continuing to chew your food before swallowing it so that it is no longer solid and is more easily digested by the body. Notice how the food is transformed in your mouth and how it is now becoming a part of your body. And when you're ready, you begin to swallow the food and you stay with it even as it travels down your esophagus into your stomach. The food has become a part of you. Your body knows what to do with this food now, and you no longer control the food with voluntary movement. Your body takes over with automatic responses for digestion. Your body can now do its job of assimilation of this food into your body. Your body will now work to bring energy to your cells from this food that you've eaten. Your body will repair itself where it is needed using this food. Your body will start to gain a sense of fullness from this food, all without your doing anything more with this bite of food. And now you continue to eat at a comfortable pace, at a pace that allows you to notice the food and your body's reaction to it. As you eat the food, you notice the smell, the texture, the temperature, and which taste buds are triggered. And as you slowly chew the food, you notice how it is transformed in your mouth into a more easily digested form. You are slowing down, and this is allowing your body time to recognize that it is being fed. You notice the actual sensation of taste in your mouth and how it is heightened at the beginning of a meal. As you swallow the food, you continue to follow the food down to your stomach, where this food joins what you have already eaten. You notice how the pleasure of eating the food changes now that you've taken more bites. Notice how your first bite of food came with a more heightened sense of awareness and anticipation than the later bites. You're still slowly bringing the food to your mouth and holding the food briefly in your mouth before you start to chew it. You chew the food slowly and completely before you swallow it. You chew for much longer than you did prior to this meditation. We're slowing down the process and staying present with each bite. You continue to take another bite of food and slowly chew it, noticing its taste, texture, and temperature. You notice how this has changed from the first bite of food. You slowly swallow the food and follow it down to your stomach before taking another bite. You're tuning in to your sense of hunger and fullness. You notice how this starts to change over time as you take in more bites. You stay tuned in to notice the first signals of fullness as you continue to slowly take in another bite. You give yourself permission to stop eating when you become full, even if there is still food left before you. This may be different from the past. You notice the urge to finish all the food before you, even if you're starting to feel more full. You notice this urge and you let it pass. You stay focused on being present with the food in your next bite. You continue to slowly chew the food and notice its taste, aroma, texture, and temperature. As you continue to pay attention to your fullness cues, you notice what it feels like to stop eating before all the food is gone. You notice the unpleasant aspects of leaving uneaten food on the plate. You continue to focus on the sensations of fullness coming from your stomach. You know that you will not be deprived of food later if you leave this food uneaten. You can eat more later. As you continue to slowly eat, you focus on your new role as a food connoisseur. You continue to notice the smell, taste, and texture of the food you're eating while slowly chewing and transforming the food in your mouth. You savor each bite, just as someone does when they first try a new food. You continue to be present. Continue to slowly eat the next bite. Slowly chew the food until it is able to be fully digested and absorbed by the body. You slowly swallow another bite, keep track of the food as it travels down your stomach before you take another bite. You're staying tuned in to the feelings of fullness. You continue to notice sensations of the food, whether it's sweet, savory, creamy, or crunchy. You notice if the food is still pleasurable to eat, and how your hunger and fullness sensations have changed over the course of this eating meditation. You notice which thoughts are starting to creep in to your being present as you start to wind down the meal. You notice which stories come into your mind about eating. Which stories from your past you told yourself about eating? Which stories from the past that are no longer serving this more present you? you notice how you have nourished your body in a most healthy way for this meal. Your body is calm and is able to use the food to repair itself from the inside out. You've done a wonderful job being as present as you could be for this meal. You will have more opportunities to be fully present at future meals too. This is a process, and you are gentle with yourself as you start to finish. You're honoring your own inner wisdom about which foods to choose to nourish your body. You honor your own inner wisdom about how much food to eat that is right for your body. You honor your own inner hunger and fullness scale, just as a baby does when they are learning to eat. Eating just enough until they have had just the right amount for them. You notice and release any old stories that no longer serve you when it comes to eating and giving your body nourishment. You honor your body knowing how much food is enough for you. You continue to slowly chew your food and stay present. You are as present for the last bites of food as you were for the first. You now start to slowly finish this meal. You eat however much your body is telling you to eat based on your hunger and fullness scale. You stay present with this food and whatever is left, if any. You remind yourself that you will eat again, and it hurts the body to eat more than it can comfortably hold. You honor your inner wisdom of fullness and thank your body for letting you know when to stop. You're gentle with yourself if you eat too much or get too full at this meal. You have many more meals in the future where you can continue practicing mindful eating. You remind yourself that you have not blown it by eating too much this time. You notice that you are now aware of this sense of fullness and how it can be uncomfortable. You stay aware. You stay fully present. You remind yourself that this takes time to learn how to be more present with meals and learn new ways. You notice any stories that you tell yourself about restricting in the future to make up for eating now. You take this opportunity to practice kindness with yourself. You say thank you to yourself for taking this time to truly nourish your mind, body, and soul. You remind yourself that there will be many more chances in the future to practice mindful eating. Thank you for listening.